Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Did you just yell at me before we even started?
No. Testing. Go ahead. Because you do it on purpose. You go, testing, testing. And I can't get a test from.
Test.
Test again. Test.
Are we on the air or not?
Now we are. Go ahead.
Well, I didn't. Then it's too late. We got it. You don't have to go test. You could just like watch when somebody's talking.
Yeah, but then I would have to say speak up or lower your volume.
But it was already on when you were doing it. That's what I'm saying.
What do you mean it was on?
You were recording anyway when you were like, say it.
No, I wasn't recording then. I just recorded when I said test. I wasn't recording when I yelled. I would have put that on the air. I wouldn't yell at you on the air. Okay, I'm not you. I don't yell at you like you yell at me. Okay, maybe I see us through a different eye where I'm a little more considerate and a little more, maybe a little more, I have a little more feelings for you and your, I'm lost for a word. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
You know what I'm saying.
Mm-mm.
I feel that I don't want to embarrass you like you embarrass me. That's all. I care about you in a different way than you care about me. And it's there's nothing right or wrong with it. That's how it is. There's nothing right. Like, you care about me in certain ways, I care about you in certain ways. But there's one thing, I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Not publicly, but no. Privately, you're fine with it.
No,
that's what you're saying. You just yelled at me when you said, oh, I didn't do it while we were on mic.
Yeah. Yeah, wouldn't.
So you're saying like I won't embarrass you, but I will hurt your feelings.
No, I won't hurt your feelings. That didn't hurt your feelings. That
yeah, it did.
It hurt your feelings.
Yes.
To say speak up.
You know, you're always like, and your friends and everybody. Who could put up with that, man?
Oh wait,
Rich Voss.
Is that how you do it? Is that the voice my friends do it in?
That's your friends. This is your friend. I'm your friend, Rich Voss. This is how I speak. Your friends are always, you know. She can really handle herself. She's always, no other woman would be able to handle getting yelled at by Rich Voss that way. Well, you know what? Maybe I can't handle it. Anytime I act like a actual woman, you get upset with me. Anytime I have real emotions. You're not married to a robot. Okay, I'm a human.
But you barely.
Or I'm an human,
come on,
as you like to say. Human.
You barely act like an actual woman.
For once in your life, you said women properly, except it's supposed to be woman.
Woman.
In this case.
That's what I said.
No, you said you act like a woman.
Woman.
You hardly ever act like a woman.
You hardly ever act
like. I'm rarely plural. You're correct on that.
Okay. What I'm saying is you're more of, I don't see you as a man or a woman, I see you as a comic. Okay.
Well, sometimes you have to see me as,
I do see you as a beautiful specimen.
Gross.
When you came in the other day, when you came
really out, in the middle of complimenting me, you had to fart. You just were like, oh.
When you came out of the shower, you always, that's when I really fall for you, when you're dripping wet. and your bosoms are, they're clean and pure, and
you're grossing me out right now. You're vulnerable, so bad.
And you have a towel around you.
Yeah, that's what it is. I can't fight back.
You know,
because I'm nudity scares me more than you.
I just did an interview with that girl that's doing a whole writing for Columbia. She's for whatever at Columbia.
I don't think she would appreciate being called a girl. You know, some people have a problem with that.
Oh, that chick for the broad, whatever. I don't know. The woman. She's not a woman. She's a college student.
That's a woman?
No.
That's a woman. The minute you get your period, no. You're a woman.
Yeah.
That's what you can ask. A lady that. You can say, I'm sorry, I don't know you very well, but have you started menstruating yet?
It's not menstruating.
It is menstruating, but I hate when people say it like that. I really do. I only say it like that for effect. But it really, it's actually pronounced menstruating, which is
it's menstrual aiding.
No, it's not. That's, yes. That has something to do with like black people in a church.
No. Okay, so she's writing an article or a project or whatever. She seemed very intelligent, very smart. But she's a female, and they're asking you questions, but you could tell you're not giving them the answers they really want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because everybody's going to lean towards who they are in life.
I don't know what you mean.
If you're a black guy doing an interview on black people, the struggle, you're going to lean towards black people have struggled.
Well, maybe it's not that you're leaning. Can I just make a...
Emotionally, that's how you're connected.
Right, but maybe it's not leaning towards. Maybe you actually have more information on what that lifestyle is like.
Okay. If there's a...
If you say there's no racism in the world, you're probably a white person.
Yeah.
And you probably haven't experienced any racism.
Not only experienced, but you're still, if you're a Jew, you're gonna lean towards more, anti-Semitism or more
what do you mean,
Jewish.
Lean towards it.
Lean towards solving it or helping it or being connected to it.
Right. Okay.
Or,
sure.
Or whatever. You're just gonna.
Hey, kids, stop coughing.
It's human nature to. If you're a female, you're gonna want female issues.
Right. Well, it's in your own best self-interest.
Yes.
Of course.
So I don't think I was giving her the answers that she wanted.
Well, what were some of the questions?
Well, you know, do you find it harder now for females?
But you're not a female. So.
Well, I said, she goes, from your point of view, what you've seen.
Oh.
And I said, it's hard for everybody in this business. It's a hard business. It's just, you know, if you're unique and... If you're, original and if you're, a fighter or just persistent, then you have a better chance in this business. I said, I don't know, because at my level and your level, it's not about male or female. It's about, just like in the movie, selling seats. When you get to a certain level, it's about how many tickets can you sell?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... At the earlier levels, you know, the newer comics, 3 years, 2 years, whatever, I can't answer for them, but all I could say is if they are unique and original and persistent, they have a better chance, male or female, and it's tough for everybody. It's a tough fucking business. It's not an easy business.
True.
And, you know, and she said, well, how come... And also, too, she said... And it's been in our movie. I didn't make this up. It was, you know, Wanda said, everybody said it. She goes, when you go on the road or you go places, are there as many women on the show as men? I go, no, there won't be, because percentage-wise, there's 10 to 1 male to female comics.
Maybe even.
Probably 20 to 1, right? Yeah. Probably.
But that's the thing, is that you can argue all you want but about there's not enough women in comedy, but you can't force women to do stand-up if they don't want to do it. Like,
yeah.
Why don't you say to the interviewer... Well, why don't you do stand-up if you think there should be more women doing stand-up?
No, she's not saying there should be more women. She's saying more women should be hired. And they don't get the fact that it's a percentage thing. You know, she says she went to the Comedy Cellar. Let's just use that as an example. Saw a show and there was 10 comics and only one female. She's going to walk out and go, why was there only one female?
Well, that
on
is a
show?
Little irritating.
But why is there only one female on the show? But if you break it down to it, well, there's 10 to 1 male comics to female comics in the world. You just said 20 to 1. So percentage-wise, that's...
pretty good.
Pretty good. I'm in Toledo this weekend. You know, there's probably how many new comics in Toledo and how many are girls, you know, and they probably rotate them all as the openers or the middles throughout the year. So I think percentage-wise, yeah, there is clubs that comics or owners just don't like female comics, but there's female club owners that aren't, I mean, they're using males because the males you're using are selling tickets, but they're not pro-male comic, you know. So,
well, the club owners are pro-money.
Pro-money,
but I
yes.
think sometimes they're still using an algorithm from a long time ago of what makes money. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think that there some club owners are still sort of just going by the way that it used to be, which was, you know, men probably drew more of an audience than women, but I don't think that's the case anymore, and they just don't test it out, or they don't look at the actual numbers, or they don't see the facts as they are now. I mean, I can name some clubs that won't put women in there, and it...
That's not true. They'll put the Maria Bamfords in. They'll put the Kathleen.
But when it comes to the lower, like when it, okay, when all things...
And they use a lot of middle women as middles. Like the Stress Factory, I'm sure, uses tons of women to middle. Or not tons, but enough.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm sure to use, you know.
No, but I think like when it comes down, like there's a certain weirdness with club owners where all things considered, you know, at the bottom of the headlining scale, you know, the amount of money that's at the bottom, you know, or whatever.
They're going to use more males.
They're going to use more males when it doesn't matter.
When it comes to $1,200 headliners,
yes,
they use more males,
yes,
than females.
Yes.
When it comes to,
but
you
why?
Know, or the 600.
They have to, like, the woman has to become a fucking,
well, I,
you know, $10,000 headliner in order to get booked.
Well, that's not true. No, they get
it's
booked.
It's not
but,
true, but it is
it,
more.
It does
there's
mean.
There's a lot more. I don't know why, you know, certain females are not used more often to headline these clubs.
Well, we don't even know because we don't know what Bananas, the Stress Factory, Helium is doing.
We don't know
who's really, you know. Lynn Coplitz works every week. She's not a household name, right? Nikki Glaser works all the time. She's not a house. I mean, she's a well known comic. You know, she's a well known comic and a funny, and they're both funny. I'm not saying they're not, but they're not household names. We're not household names. We work, you know, I'm closer to than pretty much anybody, but. They all work every week. Rachel works every week, you know. So they're probably working. You know, I don't know. I don't know what people are getting paid. I don't know what
I wish
what
you could
meals.
Pause this.
Why?
I wish you knew how to do that.
What, pause
so
it?
I want to tell you something in private.
Oh, hold on. Pause. Hold on. I'm scared to pause it and start it up again. Is it... You never told me the comic last night that... Who did you say? I don't want to say his name or her name. What? We were at a table. And,
well, I'm still not going to say it if it was we're on mic.
But do you remember what we were talking about?
No, I don't remember. But if I wouldn't say it on radio last night, I'm not going to.
No,
say
not
it.
On radio at the Comedy Cellar. You said some comic. I don't fucking remember. I wish I would have remembered.
Well, this is great. Good thing you brought that up.
Well, I thought that was maybe what you wanted to tell me now.
No.
What do you want to tell me now?
Well, I'm not going to tell you. We'll just talk about it after. Let me do the read.
Oh.
We have a read.
Oh, we got a read. Remember when we used to have those?
I don't know.
Hit the button.
Let me ask you a question.
Are you doing the read now?
You'll never know. That's how good I am. Okay? Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more. This is the only ad that'll let us do it. And I'm not allowed to say Hitler during this one. Do you know that?
Well, then why did you...
Even though if Hitler was around right now, he probably would use Adam and Eve.
Are you fucking kidding me? That's why we don't get.
I'm just questioning why was I told not to say Hitler during an Adam and Eve thing. And why would you use Adam and Eve in the...
In what?
I mean, it's a religious...
It's not religious. There was just, they weren't real. It wasn't about religious. It was about first people on earth, but they weren't like, it wasn't Jew or Catholic or any of that shit, was it? They weren't like fucking religious because they didn't know anything about religion.
I didn't say Adam and Eve were religious.
You said it's a religious symbol.
Well, where's Adam and Eve from? Where did it come from?
Where'd they come from?
Yeah, how do you know about them?
How do I know about them? Adam and Eve?
Christ,
from this
Rich.
From this site. That's how I know about Adam and Eve from
this site. If
anyone
is listening.
I know about them from Adam and Eve.
Am I wrong that I want to stab you in the face right now? It's from the Bible. It's Genesis. It's the origin story.
Genesis, the band, has nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. Adam and Eve, you're right, it's from the Bible, but no one's saying they were Catholic, Jewish, or anything. Who claimed Adam and Eve? I forgot. Who claimed them?
What are you
Jews
talking
or Catholic?
About?
What were they? Jews, Catholics, who the fuck were they?
I don't know anything about that. I'm just saying it's from the Bible and this, you know.
That doesn't make it religious. Noah's Ark was in the Bible.
I know,
the
but now
Ark
they're selling sex toys. I don't think they'd appreciate that.
People sell boats. People sell arks. They sell boats. That was in the Bible. There's stuff that was in the Bible you could sell.
Yeah, but they're not Noah's. They don't go, oh, Noah's. You don't do an ad for Noah's Ark.
Are you kidding me?
Noah's Ark's boats.
Noah's Ark's boats?
Well, because it's not a good name, but also...
Jacob's Ladder?
Also,
Jacob's
selling
Ladder?
Boats is different than selling sex toys, okay? The first man and the first woman selling
sex. Who started
sex?
Toys. They must have started sex.
I wonder if they have a dildo that's called the rib for his right. pleasure.
Or eat the apple you eat. From her, you know, like underwear that tastes like apple. Mm. Like you eat out to crunch. Mm.
Like it's all just, yeah. And then there's the serpent, of course.
The serpent vibrator.
Yeah.
Dildo.
Look, you can get 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a
start
sexy...
Start over so okay. they can use it.
All right. Why?
Because they can't use a whole thing about Hitler in their name. They're proud of their name.
I didn't even say Hitler, though.
You said it. I heard the word Hitler come out of your mouth 3 times.
Oh, but I was saying I'm not saying it. I'm not saying Hitler, although I bet if he had sex toys from Adam and Eve, he wouldn't have killed so many Jews. I'm going to go on record as saying that, okay? If he had a better sex life.
How do you know his sex life? He was probably banging bitches right and left. He was powerful.
Eva Braun, do you see a picture of her? Come on.
What, do you think that was his only pussy? Look at Jacqueline Onassis was beautiful, but look at, you know what I mean? People got side pussy. That's what they did when you were a dictator.
What did Jacqueline Onassis have to do with side pussy?
You're saying that Eva Braun was ugly, okay? So
is it
you don't
Eva Braun or Ava Braun? I don't know.
I thought you were talking about her sister, Ava Braun. You're saying was ugly. So I'm saying, how do you? I'm sure Hitler was getting some shit on the side. He was Hitler. I mean, how could you know what I mean? Fucking Hitler. That, you know, he's the Mick Jagger of fucking of you know. Dictators or whatever the fuck he was. Well, what do you call him? He wasn't a dictator. Jeez, am I stupid. I don't even know what the guy was called that killed all my people.
Oh my God.
What was he?
Are you done? Like, this is what I would like to know. Because my brain, once I start approaching something I don't know, what? I start backtracking a little and trying to like figure out a way to get around it. You go right into it. And then you're like, oh boy, I don't really know what I'm talking about.
No, I do.
A lot of times you won't even go to that. I don't know what I'm talking about. You'll just try to talk your way out of it. Like you think nobody else knows. So
the bottom line is I'm saying he was getting a side pussy. That's all I was saying. That's what it comes down to. Hitler... got, you know, I'm sure he got side pussy. All of them. Mussolini, side pussy. Girls were, you know, we saw Henry. How much pussy did Henry VIII get? Come on. He was knocking out. He had a dude hold his towel when he jerked off.
Remember at the beginning of the series, they would go, you think you know the story. And we'd always be like, no, we don't have any idea. I don't know. When we
I don't know any of it. It taught us everything about Henry VIII.
Yeah, now we know.
Now we know. And we also know about that lady... what was the one that we just watched on HBO?
Olive Kittredge.
Oh, Olive Kittredge. We know a lot about her.
You said that she reminded me,
what?
You of me.
No way. Frances McDormand?
Yeah. She was like a hard, you know, whatever.
Bonnie McFarlane?
What are you talking about?
You just said, she reminded
me. You said to me while we were watching this show, you go, she reminds me of you. That's what you said.
Oh, as a great actress.
No, stop.
That's what I meant, as a great actress.
You know, see, no wonder I'm like Olive Kittredge. It's impossible with you. You are
like her. Oh, yeah.
You're like,
no, I know the character. You remind me of that character. You're mean.
Yeah, so that's what I was saying. I was offended by it. And then you were like, what is wrong? Are you?
I thought you said you remind.
Are you having a stroke right now?
Stupid. Are you stupid? I thought.
Are you stupid?
I thought you said that you reminded me of how Frances McDormand looks. Okay. You didn't say the character.
Well, she was playing a 70-some-year-old woman. I wasn't expecting you to think that I looked like her. But since you bring it up, thank you. Appreciate
it. No, I didn't say you look like her. The character.
I guess I'm a little more weathered than I thought.
Why didn't you say that? Fucking, I said you remind me of her character.
Oh, I'm
on
sorry.
The show.
I'm sorry. I just felt like when I said, "Oh, you said." She reminds me of you, that would be all the information you needed to remember that moment in time, which was 2 fucking weeks ago.
No.
And then go, oh, I remember saying that.
Because I could have said you look like her.
You don't remember saying it at all?
I remember saying that.
Oh, there you go. That's
now,
it.
Her character.
Your
yes.
Honor.
Your character. If you've seen that, because she was so mean to her husband throughout the series. I can't believe he stuck
yeah,
around.
Yeah, but he was a nice guy.
Yeah. Like me.
No, not like you.
I don't
not
bring
like
you flowers
you.
Like he brought her flowers?
No.
Oh, really? What are those?
Did you bring those?
The ones before those I did?
No.
Yeah, the ones before I brought flowers. Bring
like
you
three
flowers.
Times ago?
No, 2 times ago. Okay, go ahead.
You're
just
exhausting.
Do it to me. You are fucking crazy. There's something wrong with you.
Admit
that you're like her. Kind of cold and... You are kind of cold, aren't you, as a person? A little cold?
No.
You think you're a warm, outgoing...
I'll tell you what I related. When she was on the plane and didn't want to talk to the person next to her on the plane.
Uh-huh.
It was just like, I'm not talking to you or whatever she said. She was just blunt about it. I like that.
I liked her in the restaurant. I liked her in every scene she was in. She was fucking great and brilliant. The miniseries was brilliant. She'll be up for an Emmy. Hands down, she'll win an Emmy for that. If she doesn't win an Emmy for that, I'm quitting show business.
Oh, boy. I think a lot of people might be rooting against her at this point. Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? I can't read it like this. I just got to do my own thing.
Just read it.
Adam and Eve wants to give you more.
Pretend you're... Like an Adam Carolla or a fucking, you know, one of the big guys. Jay Moore or fucking Mark Maron or Rogan.
All right. Yeah, okay.
I put Jay Moore before Maron and Rogan.
Let me ask you a question.
Enough.
Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more. I don't know why now I'm doing it with a deep voice.
Do it as I used to Tyler.
She's well, AdamandEve.com, yo.
She's not like that.
I know, but I just had to throw it in.
All right, do it like one of those. Do it like who's the guy that had the hipster podcast, the guy, Kurt Hardwick. Do it like Chris Hardwick. I never met him. You know him, probably.
You can get 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get a full six full-length adult movies on DVD. That seems too much.
That's the commercial I always hear on the radio.
Why do they give away so much?
I don't know.
How much markup is on their fucking vibrators?
Do it as Stanhope. He has a podcast.
Who?
Do it as Stanhope.
Number 10, free shipping on your entire order. Can I get another drink? So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard. No pun intended. No pun intended. I added that myself.
That's not a Stanhope.
Why would they say it's not hard in their ad? Should be, I bet you're hard now.
You get 10 free gifts.
10 fucking free gifts.
I heard that on the radio the other night driving home. I go, we should do it for 10
free
gifts.
It's like they're the Chuck E. Cheese of sex toys. Our daughter's dying in the background. Can you hear her?
As we're doing an Adam
Eve. She's taking her last breath.
As was she selling cigarettes?
I know. I knew you were going to make that joke.
Why? No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I really did.
Is it bad? Is it a bad joke?
I mean, this is getting a little hacky at this point.
I didn't do anything hacky. Somebody coughing.
Can't breathe. Yeah, no. Mm-hmm.
Well, they're hacky by wearing all those shirts and all the fucking...
They're protesting. They're making a statement. They're not trying to make jokes. Are you kidding me?
They're fucking protesting. These fucking... Who mentioned this last night? Was it you or Gary Goldman or these fucking NFL players that are fucking coming out with their hands over there? Why don't you clean your own fucking house, all right? Who are they to protest anything? They're the fucking worst. Beating up their wives and kids and fucking shooting people and this and they're
it's not
fucking,
just football players beating up their wives. I mean, there's like...
I mean, everybody. You know what? Clean up your own fucking house. And let me tell you something about this whole racial thing, and I'm going to move on from it.
Yeah.
Like I said before, it's not about a cop killing a black person. It's not about it's about years and years of injustice towards black people. Okay.
Yeah.
And
they can't just start
marching on Tuesday. Whenever there's an opportunity to bring up the injustice, which there has been, they can use that opportunity. Okay. They don't care whether this guy was right, that guy was right. All they know is a white cop shot a black person. This gives us a platform to go out and talk about our injustice for the last 100, 200 years. 10 years, 20 years. Okay, they just can't get up on Wednesday and go, let's go march and be for what? Oh, well, there's a lot of injustice. Oh, shut up, go to work. But now, do you get what I'm saying?
No.
You do get what I'm saying.
I don't get what you're saying. You need,
it's not about, it's beyond whether the cop was right, he was right, that guy was right. It's beyond that. It's where we have an opportunity to have a platform and speak our grievances again.
But why do you keep saying our?
Black people. I'm talking from the black perspective. They can't...
I grew up in a black neighborhood.
No,
do you think you're black?
No.
But when you talk to black people, you...
No, I don't even do blackness any. I don't talk
you
black.
You do. You talk
no,
black.
No, I don't talk black. You do.
Yes, you do.
You talk
even
black.
When you're ordering at like a restaurant or something, it's a black person.
No, I grew up there. That's how we talk, but I don't talk. I try to break that habit. I talk that way throughout my life. So I talk in white. Was work. You know?
Had to get like a.
You know how do you? That's why
you,
I started.
Did you get one of those programs?
That's
Rosetta
did,
Stone.
That's the
white
reason,
talk.
It's the only reason I dated white girls so I could start talking white again.
Ask. Now you try.
What's up? Now you try.
I can't think of one. You know what I forgot to do?
Oh, that's my bit.
You know what I forgot to do? Now you try. Rosetta Stone. White talk. That's super racist right there.
That's not racist.
Well, it's...
It's hood talk.
How could it not be racist? It is racist, right?
No, it's not.
Anytime you talk about race, it's racist.
No, comedy is not racist. Racist is when you're in power and you're holding...
No. That's not true.
Yes.
You can be prejudiced and not be in power. Are you crazy?
Prejudice and racist are two different things. Not liking somebody is prejudice. Racist is holding someone down or keeping them
and choking them to death
and keeping them from advancing Okay, that's racist. Okay, prejudices. Everybody has prejudices. Everybody does. Okay, I can't stand kids coughing during my podcast. Shut that kid up.
Jesus,
she's been coughing and sick for a week. I take her to the doctors, and then what the fuck does the doctor do? Oh, let me give her a little inhaler. They fucking doctors. What do they do?
Also, you get free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. What if you go there and like everything's like $400 just because like they have to pay for those fucking 10 free gifts somehow?
I don't think everything's $400.
I wonder.
Think, Do you wonder? Do you think the vibrator's $400?
I wonder what the... Yeah.
We got one in the closet that's getting spider webs on.
Good.
Okay? That fucking thing, good. It's going to crack.
So?
Can we use it again?
It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. You should get something for me for Christmas, some sexy lingerie or something.
Yeah.
I would feel like such a transvestite if I was wearing sexy lingerie.
You know what I want?
I'm transvestite.
Yeah. I want a bomber
Sorry,
jacket.
Sorry, transgendered person.
I want a bomber jacket. You ever see those?
I'm not done yet.
Oh, start over.
Oh, my God.
Just do it real quick.
Okay.
Right.
Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well,
not like that. They're going to be mad. Just read it
okay.
regularly. That's why we can't get reads. That's
why
nobody likes us.
Why don't I just
us.
Do one separate off the podcast, like so these people... That are kindly listening
No, I'm not
to us,
sending them a bunch of shit. Just give it to them.
Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. What could it be? And you'll get a full... You'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. That's a lot. I wonder if you get to pick your movies. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not that hard. I don't like that they added free shipping as one of the gifts. Do you know what I mean?
You fucked up okay. again.
Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Like... There's a marital spat in the middle of her. Why don't you just start hitting me in the middle of this thing? If you want to make your husband like you again, go to adamandeve.com. No, they'll never use they'll, now you just wrecked it by putting
How?
A sound effect in. They'll edit it out. I can't. Just because like
you made a
you
joke.
Can't I know but you can't make any kind of
spousal abuse
joke.
Okay.
I did a joke the other night on stage where it was like,
finally,
men kill their wives. You know, remember the good old days when they used to just beat us up?
Yeah.
Almost got lynched. Like a, you know what? Just enter offer code free ow 94. I'm sorry, I'll do it better. Just offer code free 94 at checkout and you'll get all 10 free gifts. Go check out adamandeve.com today. Select one item and get 10 free gifts, including free shipping when you enter offer code free 94. Why free 94? That's F-R-E-E 94 at adamandeve.com. Have they had that code since 1994? I don't get it.
I don't know. All I know is when I heard that on the radio last night, driving home, 10 free gifts. What the fuck?
But you didn't think, oh, one of them's free shipping.
I don't care.
That's false advertising.
That's still 9 free gifts.
Yeah, so say 9 free gifts and free shipping. You don't add free shipping as a free gift.
Yeah.
No.
And plus 6 free DVDs, too? Plus the 10 gifts? Well, what were the 6 DVDs?
You know what the thing is that, I mean, I don't know, you know, stop picking your nails. Stop it. I don't know what the deal is with Adam and Eve, like if they have low self-esteem or what, as a company. But yeah. the 6 DVDs was enough.
And 10 gifts plus the 6 DVDs?
No, no. The 6 DVDs are with the free gifts. Like,
so you get...
It's 3 gifts, one for her, one for him, and one to share.
Yeah.
Then 6... DVDs,
I mean, let's do it.
That's 9, and then free shipping.
I swear to God, the second we're done with this podcast, I'm going to go order something. What are the DVDs? Are they?
I don't. God,
are they dirty?
I don't know.
Are they
and
dirty?
Raina's right there. So.
She got her earphones on. Can you hear us? Huh?
Do you know what we're talking about?
We're talking about the Bible, Adam and Eve.
AdamandEve.com.
Well, I'm going to order something for real.
Okay, let's just move on.
Okay, we'll move
garbage.
On. That's why I don't like doing read. Don't. You're going to not. That's going to pull off the table. See, your iPad is going to come off of there and fall on the ground and smash.
It's got a cover on it.
You don't think the glass could still break?
I mean.
There's a cover. If that cover you bought, they're supposed to protect it.
Yeah.
If your iPad breaks, do they get you a new iPad?
You know what, Rich?
What?
Let's move on. It didn't break, so let's move on.
Give me a kiss.
After all that coughing?
I'll still kiss her.
Oh. But I won't kiss you.
Well, don't make promises you can't keep. We kissed the other night. All right, so.
Are we done?
No, we got 12 more minutes.
Oh, for God's sakes.
What else can we talk about?
It must be torturous for these people listening.
Nah, this is a good one. If it didn't take you so long to do that fucking read.
You made me do it over 20 times.
Because I don't want to, you know, Adam and Eve to drop us again.
What do we do?
This hundred bucks.
Went and did some shows.
We did our radio show with Florentine and Gary Goldman, and then
Those guys. I really do. They're two of my favorite people.
Well, that's why I got them on, because they're two of my favorite people.
Gary, I got on.
Yeah, but I told you. I said, chop, chop, Gary. They were on Opie this morning.
Weird coincidence.
So both of them, and Opie goes, why do I know? Where does this seem familiar? Opie was plugging on our fucking radio show all morning. He said, like, you guys got to listen to this. It's fucking funny. It's great. He, you know, and then Florentine told a couple stories that he told last night, which is okay because they asked him. But Opie was like, last night was so funny. He fucking loved it.
Did they mention my name?
He said, both of us. They're fucking hilarious. Mm. You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. What do people want to hear on radio? I don't know anymore. You know what I mean? I just, you know, I mean, we've done our show on radio for. This is probably like our 150th episode, probably, right?
And you still don't know how to get the thing started, which is
150th or 140th.
Let's talk about something. This
okay,
is too
what do you
meta.
Want to talk about?
I don't know.
I always come with the topics. Why don't you come with
you
the topic?
Do?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Most of the time.
Did that girl, the sequined skirt girl?
What about her?
Did she ever contact you again?
Never once again in her life.
Didn't she send you a tape of her stand-up?
Not at all. I never asked for it.
Well, why
would I? Because I
don't want you told her to watch our movie.
And then I gave her, and I helped her out. I gave her some advice, and then
oh my god, when a guy walks over to you and goes, "I can help your career," and then all you do is give a little bit of advice.
No, and I put her on a radio show.
You put her on. Anyone can call the show. Are you crazy?
No, but we got her as in our pilot as a storyline, and we might use her again, and you know, whatever. I just wanted to cut ties with her before anything started. You know.
Oh God.
As a friendship, I don't have time to help people. You know what I mean? I just don't have.
Well,
time.
Then why are you walking over to them and saying?
Well, we went through that.
Don't try. Are you trying to look sexy?
I'm looking smart.
He's using his, like, he's putting his glasses in his mouth, you know, the corner, the leg. Stop.
What I'm saying is, I moved on from that, okay?
I just was curious if she had emailed you. Has anybody else sent tape to, like, because we were so brutal that one guy, nobody else will send their tape.
What, to review? Well, it's not a comic review show.
I know, but it was kind of fun.
We don't mind reviewing some every now and then a comic, you know.
If they send us a tape of their stand-up, we'll review it on the show.
And, I mean, we try to be as honest as we can without hurting. We do not
want to. No, I definitely try to hurt their feelings.
I don't. I will never try to crush anybody's dreams because you don't know.
I will.
Well, good. That's what I mean, okay?
I think of them as a tomato, and I'm making a sauce.
All right, okay, Frances McDormand in that show,
I crush it.
You crush her, but not
that
me.
I crush it.
I nurture.
You know what? I got maybe like 3 compliments when I was coming up.
Yeah.
You know, that from men that weren't, you know.
Trying to bang you.
Yeah.
So... Not
you know, men, it's only been since I got married that men have complimented me in stand up. So it's not like everyone's walking around like getting
compliment.
All these compliments. And
I'm not saying
it's
compliment.
A tough business.
I'm not saying compliment. I'm saying, you know, Lucian at the comic strip, you know, may he rest in peace, but he used to crush people's dreams. He was mean to people that auditioned, you know, and. You know, he was mean. He told that, you know, that one girl, this one girl was overweight. And he told her, look, you're kind of funny. He goes, you could lose 10, you know, lose 20, 30 pounds and be respectable.
And be respectable. He really said that.
And then he said, or you can gain 40 and become a spectacle.
No.
Yes. He was. Yeah. Like he was just like, look, if you're going to be like this, either completely get.
It's a weird thing that it's kind of true in Hollywood, though. It's like there's a certain amount of fat that they don't use.
So, but I'm saying I won't.
If you're just a little bit fat.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing that can happen to you in Hollywood. Oh, you got to go all the way.
That's what I'm saying. And when's the last time you've read? What I'm saying is, I've never once said to a comic, don't do comedy. Have you? No.
No. No, because I don't know. I don't know what the outcome is going to be.
But there is comics that go,
I used to think I knew, I could tell. And I mean, I can tell who's good, but I can't tell who's going to make it.
You can't.
I've been wrong so many times.
Listen, I was fucking horrible when I started. Horrific.
Yeah, and a lot of people said you weren't going to make it, and they were right.
I think I made it. Look at this podcast. It's fucking off the charts now.
Bada bing, bada boom. We're doing great here on the podcast. My Wife Hates Me with Rich Voss, Bonnie McFarlane. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go with Rich Voss. He's a legend bit. Go ahead, Rich.
You know, fucking Raina has taken 5 days off of school in the last 2 weeks, mm-hmm. being sick. All she does is watch that goddamn iPad. But she'll move to different parts of the house to watch it.
No, she's not watching it. She's playing it. She'll watch a little to get ideas to do stuff, but then she's, you should go look at some of the shit she's made. It's insane.
If I can mind
the worlds that she's created on there.
Yeah. Why can't she create a happy world in this house?
She's trying to get away from us. She's.
We haven't fought in a while.
In this world, mommy and daddy don't fight. With my headphones on, I can't hear.
But this kid gets it. She's so fucking funny. Like when we had her on radio and we were yelling at her, she's cracking up. She's laughing. Like, I think she's the only kid. Not the only, but I mean, she really gets fucking humor. Do you get what I'm saying?
I think you're saying humor.
That's what I said, humor. Why don't you talk about some of the comics you told
humor.
To quit?
Humor. Humor. I told one comic to quit in
our movie.
I felt bad.
Yeah.
I needed it for the movie.
Anything else?
I've never told anyone to quit, but I almost always say good show to people, even if it's not a good show.
I don't give them false hope either.
Well, I don't feel like it's false hope. I just feel like it's almost aggressive to not say good show after someone's coming off stage. If you're like passing them to go up or whatever, it's like when you get off stage and people don't say good show to you, it's an aggressive thing to not say anything in a way.
The club booker called me today, said, I have to get you back in. It was amazing watching you and Bonnie last night. He said, he goes, watching you two. He goes, not only that, he goes, you guys. And I wasn't in the room.
Oh, you're talking about Joe?
Yeah, I wasn't in the room when you were on stage.
Yeah.
He goes, you went after the same people. You both had the same type of vision of who to attack. You attacked the same type, the same people.
Aww.
I mean, we said different things. We attacked them different. He goes,
I don't like the word attack.
You know, went after.
Chatting with them. And, getting to know them.
And then, he said, you were funny, but I was brilliant. He goes, you were just fucking brilliant.
Doesn't it get exhausting in your own head to just be like, how can I pump myself up? How can I think about myself any more than I already do?
Yeah, but you're saying,
it's really because you're empty inside, right?
And was my third CD. Still empty inside.
Yeah.
Why don't you pay a little attention to what's going on in my career?
Are we allowed to say what's going on in your career right now or no?
Well, not with yet. The CD, no, because it's not signed.
But it's very good news, and I'm happy for you.
It's very big. For my next CD, for my CD, 141 IQ.
That you haven't released yet?
No.
It's getting a big release. We'll say that.
I think so.
Good job.
But it's too late for a Grammy nomination.
Aw. Dang.
I'll do it after January for next year's nominations. How come they always use the same? If fucking Kathy Griffin is up for another Grammy nomination, I think Louis C.K. is.
Why don't you just call your CD nominated for a Grammy?
Oh.
I think Kathy Griffin might have done something like that.
Really?
For your consideration, I think she did something.
I don't know what I was going to say.
Grammy Award winner.
I don't know what I said, but they, for comedy, they don't respect. They, Weird Al Yankovic, whatever his name is, Yankovic is up for a comedy. He's always up for a Grammy. Nobody, that's not comedy.
Well,
it's
because
fucking parody.
I think the people that are choosing, they only know a certain level of things. They don't, yeah. You know.
What the fuck? There's so many. You could go on the road and not see a female or a male that's never even done TV that's fucking five times funnier than that fucking Bodak doing songs, mm-hmm. You know, and nobody mm-hmm. wants to hear that shit.
Is this your acceptance speech?
Yeah, no. If I ever accept an award, if I ever get an award, because I don't know. I'm
Rich Voss. I take myself very seriously.
I'm waiting for the Academy to get a hold of us for some reason for our documentary. We are going to get a call. I'm telling you.
We're going to be up for an Oscar?
I'm pretty sure.
We could barely get a distributor.
I really think it could be up for an Oscar.
Wow.
Oh, how do we not talk about... we talked about it last week. Did we talk about the premiere?
Yes, yes.
We talked about Rock's premiere?
Yeah, well, you talked a lot about it, and then you moved on before I got to say any of my experiences. But that's par for the course. That's fine.
What was your experience?
In our pilot, we got back our notes for the pilot of our TV show, and... It was all good stuff.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Oh, her? This coughing's got to stop.
It's like crazy. The one note that they had was everything's about you. Everything's about you. And I tried to explain to them that's just, if you want a reality of our lives, that's the reality of our lives. It's a lot. So about Rich doesn't generally ask too many follow-up questions to anyone else that he's with.
Yes, I do. Lately, I've been really focusing on a lot of other things and other people and asking them and nicer to the fans and with you.
With
asking,
me?
How was, you know, I meant to ask you when you walked in today, how was CrossFit? I'm sitting here going, she just went to CrossFit. How was the meeting?
How was the meeting?
Well, don't you guys have a little meeting before you
discuss
your incense and fucking do whatever you...
No incense, bitch.
Okay. It was just you and the teacher, one-on-one?
No, that was yesterday.
Oh.
Because if I go in the afternoon, it's just him and I,
you
one-on-one.
Like
one.
You'd rather do that.
No, it's awkward. Because then because I have to do everything so perfectly because he's watching every single thing.
How?
When it's a group, you
is
can...
his cock out when
it's
he's
not
watching?
Not that you're going to cheat, but...
Does he watch with his
maybe
cock
don't
out?
Squat down solo.
Like if he's watching you, does he?
Can you stop picking? Honestly, what is it about? Like, are you just always picking? And I don't know. I think you just do it.
You make me nervous
when you're like.
You make me nervous.
But why don't you just go get a
manicure?
No, just get an emery board and.
I have an emery board.
Well, then just do that. Or you, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, kid. My kid, we had like an actual like sick kid, which is so mean.
What do you mean she's sick? She
wow, she's
sick.
Not like she's fine. She's like
she's not fine.
I mean,
she's been
she. I
for
know, but she's
days.
Not like in pain or anything.
Yes, I mean coughing nonstop. Last night when she was sleeping, she was coughing in her sleep. Oh, I don't know how to stop it. I take her to the doctor. You know, they don't have. How do you stop it? She's fighting a virus. You know, it's just a fucking, it's, you know, I'd hate to be and you know, and she sits home all day watching. I'm taking her to the gym tonight.
I don't know how to stop it, but I, Rich Voss, would like to go to the gym, so
no,
I will take her.
I want to get her out of the fucking house. She's been in here like a prisoner on that fucking iPad. I want to get her out, play with the kids, pass on her sickness.
Give it away. You can't get rid of something.
If you can't keep what you got, unless
I
you
know,
give it away.
I couldn't remember the fucking... Okay. We're pretty much done. I got to go blow dry my hair and get out of here. I got a show.
Don't you got a big podcast, too? You got another big podcast to do tonight?
I told the guy I would do his podcast. You're such an asshole.
I'm just asking. I'm asking. I like to follow up and ask you stuff.
He books me on shit. So then he said, hey, can you come
over? What
if
he said, come over, can you help me paint my fucking garage? Okay.
I did that last week.
You know,
wah, wah.
This weekend I'm at Laugh Inc. in Toledo, Ohio. Friday, Saturday, Laugh Inc. Toledo, Ohio. Next weekend I'm nowhere. I'm doing a private show, and I'm going to fly to LA for a couple of days, play golf for 2 days.
Great.
Go to LA to play golf.
That's fantastic.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
You're going to be in up in Canada, but this time you don't have to go further than Edmonton. At least you don't have to drive another 4 hours.
Yes, I do.
You said you were staying in Edmonton. You didn't
one night, then driving to my parents.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you were staying in Edmonton the whole time.
No, no.
You got to go to Cold Lake?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck
me. So I got to take the car seat and everything.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. I thought you were just going to Edmonton. That's why I was going to go up there with you. If I knew you were going to Cold Lake, I would not even gave it
entertained a, it.
Entertained it at all.
It's a long trip.
That's a long trip.
It's like 8 hours.
8 hours.
Like with the layover, I think.
With the layover.
Stop, Rich. You're annoying. Put your arms down. Thank you.
Folks. Oh, one last thing. I told you I'll be in Toledo this weekend, Friday and Saturday at Laughing, and I just want you guys to know if you didn't hear, a lot of people don't hear everything that goes on. You know, we try to give as much information as we possibly can, but Ricky Gervais did remember me from the last time he was on Opie radio, and when he came in.
You know what? You know what is so dumb about you?
What?
And
what's that?
It's like no people out there would not have thought that. They'd be like, of course he does. That's Rich Voss. You always say, I'm a legend.
Yeah, but
of course Ricky Gervais knows who you are. This is in their minds. In the world out there, I'm sure they're like, oh yeah, he knows who Rich Voss is. Rich has done radio with them. Of course he remembers Rich. Rich was funny.
But
you're actually belittling your own status saying like, ah, guess what, everybody? Guess who remembered me? if my parents cared, I'd tell them, but no one cares about me. I grew up in a black neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? Now you try.
Okay. No, I'm just saying it's pretty exciting when somebody that funny remembers you. That's not famous, that funny. That funny.
Did you notice Chris Rock made eye contact with me the other night? Chris Rock looked right in my eyes.
Remember when he looked at me in the theater and took off? After the show, after the movie, we walked down. No, he was in a rush. He was running out. Remember?
Last time I saw him, he said, hey, we're both filmmakers to me.
He goes, hi, filmmaker.
Yeah.
He was talking to all of us. He said, hi, filmmakers.
He was talking to me.
No, he said, hi, filmmakers. He put an S on it. He did. But he trashed us, our movie, the other day. Not trash it. He didn't trash it. What? He made a joke. He said to Opie, have you been in a movie?
Do you know how to shut the fuck up, honestly? You know, let me tell you another thing I heard. The worst thing that has ever happened to you.
What?
Was
meeting you? What? What?
Is that you got XM in your car. Because now you listen to... they didn't say my name. It came up and they should have said my name. And they just... Opie just went right by it. Didn't even say, give me a compliment or nothing. It's like you're listening to every... waiting. You can't just enjoy something.
I do.
You're just listening all the time. Listening to our fucking radio show in the car. I just listened to the whole 2 hours of our radio show, Bonnie. God damn it, we're funny. No, we're good. We're good.
No. I listen to learn. I listen to learn.
We're shit. And the sooner you fucking realize that, the better. You know what? Next time, turn it off. Just turn it off and just sit in the car and think about what you've done wrong in life. Think about that next time instead of turning it on. Oh, Ricky Gervais just said my name.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. Jesus. Oh, I'm a legend. I really am.
Oh, you
I
better
really
hurry
am.
Up. You better hurry up, Miss Low Self-Esteem, and go do that fucking podcast.
At least
Red
I
Bank.
Know it. At least I'm aware of it.
Go,
there's
go,
no
go
time
that.
In my
go.
Life that I've Not, ever sat around
yeah.
referring
no
to myself as a fucking legend.
There's no time in your life you ever said no to an opportunity.
Why don't you, that's your next CD.
Maybe.
Just legend. Just do that.
Why don't your first CD be yes? Just ask. Yes, just ask. You are supposed to be. It's all persona. It's all perception. Okay, you, Bonnie McFarlane.
Oh, you're making your face. Just you fucking looked at me, everybody.
Look at it's
they
perception.
Knew who I was.
It's perception. It's perception.
Louis C.K. returned my email.
No,
everybody,
he
returned my email. Oh my god.
Why
oh my
are you
God.
Making faces? No one can
Amy Schumer waved to me from across the street. She did. I saw it.
Why are you scratching yourself and
I'm
looking
not,
like
I'm opening my thing. I'm trying to think of other people that you're like.
Louis Black? 2 years ago.
Louis Black didn't remember me. You can't win them all. Who cares?
Perception. Perception, Bonnie. Perception. You can't do these things that you do.
Dane Cook kissed me straight on the lips. I got to go. I got to go to a show.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Where are you tonight? You don't want to plug it? I know. Where are you? Aren't you this weekend anywhere? Are you at the stand or something?
No. Just plug your own shit and don't worry about me. Come on.
All right. This Friday and Saturday, Toledo, Ohio, Laughs, Inc. Laughs, Inc. Come on out.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.